Breathing Room by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Read by Kate Fleming. Disc 1.
To Michael Spradlin and Brian Grogan. Every author should be lucky enough to have the two of you in her corner. This is just in case you don't know how much I appreciate you. Chapter 1. Dr. Isabel Favor prized neatness. During the week, she wore exquisitely tailored black suits with tasteful leather pumps and a strand of pearls at her throat. On weekends, she favored tidy sweater sets or silk shells, always in a neutral palette. A well-cut bob and an assortment of expensive beauty products generally tamed her blonde hair's inclination to rearrange itself into disobedient curls. If that failed, she resorted to narrow velvet headbands. She wasn't beautiful, but her evenly spaced light brown eyes sat exactly where they should, and her forehead rose in proportion to the rest of her face. Her lips were a shade too lavish, so she camouflaged them with nude-toned lipstick and dotted foundation on her nose to mute an unruly splash of freckles. Good eating habits kept her complexion creamy and her figure slender and healthy, although she would have preferred slimmer hips. In nearly every respect, she was an orderly woman, the exception being a slightly uneven right thumbnail. While she no longer bit it to the quick, it was markedly shorter than her other nails, and nibbling at its edges remained the only habit from her very untidy childhood that she'd never entirely been able to conquer. As the lights in the Empire State Building went on outside her office windows, Isabel tucked her thumb inside her fist to resist temptation. Lying on